authorities in Togo have begun a security crackdown as the main opposition leader says he wants a campaign of civil disobedience to protest the government's refusal to let him run in next month's presidential election. Speaking from Paris, opposition leader Gilles-Christ Olympiou said his party will call for civil disobedience in the days ahead to force President Nasimbe Eyadema from power. Earlier this week, the Election Commission disqualified Mr. Olympiou from participating in the June 1st election because he does not fulfill residency requirements. He lives in exile in Europe. Togo's Interior Minister, Akila Issou-François Boko, says the government will not tolerate violence and the opposition party must respect the rules. On Wednesday, five militants wearing the red and yellow colors of Mr. Olympiou's party were arrested after allegedly setting fire to a gas station in a poor neighborhood of the capital Lomé. The vice president of Mr. Olympiou's political party, Patrick Lawson, says he was detained and questioned for 5 hours on Wednesday. Mr. Lawson says his party, the Union for the Forces of Change, is nonviolent, but he warns there could be a social explosion because he says the young people of Togo are desperate for change. Interior Minister Boko warns there will be a further crackdown if violent protests begin. Mr. Boko says his ministry will do everything in its power to ensure the political campaign and the election are conducted peacefully. One of the five opposition leaders who have been allowed to run, Léopold Ninavi, says the mood is very tense in Lomé.
C'est très tendu parce que les gens vivent mal l'injustice commise à l'État.
Mr. Ninavi says the authorities might incite unrest themselves to justify a crackdown on opposition leaders. Mr. Ninavi says he would like the opposition to consolidate behind one or two candidates so it can have a chance to defeat President Eyadema, who has been in power since 1967. The constitutional amendment passed in December allowed Mr. Eyadema to seek a third elected mandate. The campaign officially begins May 15th. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.